Christmas is still months away. We haven't even gotten to Halloween yet. But over at Pacific Northwest Ballet, they've already gotten hard at work on The Nutcracker. The show will look at a lot different this year. New choreography, new sets, and new costumes. KUOW's Marcy Silman has the story from their costume shop.
Pacific Northwest ballet dancer Amanda Clark has just slipped a sparkly pale blue dress over her black leotard. Two women, armed with tape measures and pins, flutter around her. Clark is one of more than a dozen dancers who will perform as snowflakes in the new PNB production of The Nutcracker. One by one, these snowflakes file into the costume shop for their fittings.
It rains and it pours.
You want to just have a seat for a sec? Pick a chair, any chair.
That's PNB Costume Shop manager Lorraine Haskell. She and her staff started cutting and sewing Nutcracker costumes more than a year ago. That's when they got the first drawings from designer Ian Falconer. He's the award-winning children's book author, the creator of a series about Olivia the Pig. Haskell says people like Victoria McFall, she's one of the women with the pins, had to transform Falconer's two-dimensional drawings into the brightly colored garments that crowd metal racks in the shop.
Victoria would lay layers of skirts out there to see what kind of volume, and then start to talk about the finer points like color and detail. But you get your overall shape and volume in a three-dimensional way, because that's our language.
More than 50 costumers have labored over thousands of yards of satin and tulle since last winter, spinning these raw materials into tutus for dozens of dancers. But the design work for the show actually started 3 years ago. That's when PNB artistic director Peter Bowl decided to scrap the company's 30-year-old production. It was choreographed by former PNB artistic director Kent Stoll and designed by Maurice Sendak. Bull replaced that production with a version of the holiday classic choreographed by the legendary George Balanchine.
But I also thought that it would be great if it had a different look than the Nutcracker that we had had previously and that a lot of people loved, and I thought it would sort of help with the transition if this had its own identity and it felt different.
Bull tapped Ian Falconer for the task. But before a single Falconer design could be produced, Bull had to get the blessing of the Balanchine Trust. That's the organization that oversees the late choreographer's legacy.
I took all the designs to the trust, and they were over the moon. I mean, I kind of knew we had them because I said I talked with Ian Falconer about design, and they were like, So already I was like, oh, good. So.
Bowl and Falconer created a ballet set in the early 19th century in a snowy New England town. The sets and costumes are brighter and a little more whimsical than the Maurice Sendak designs that Northwest audiences have come to love. Changing a holiday classic is a huge risk for PNB. Ian Falconer knows just how much is at stake here.
Replacing beloved Maurice Sendak's 30-year-old Nutcracker, that's a responsibility.
Falconer was involved in every design decision, but ultimately, Lorraine Haskell's crew had to shoulder the task of building more than 150 brand new costumes. Haskell says it was one thing to turn out dozens of dresses and mouse costumes, quite another to create a costume for a character called Mother Ginger. She's a sort of candy shop version of Old Mother Hubbard. She's supposed to bring 8 kids on stage under a massive skirt.
It's, you know, a guy on stilts with a 60-pound skirt on a harness and getting it all balanced and getting it to hang correctly and getting him used to it, and then putting children under it is sort of daunting.
Late one afternoon, during a break in rehearsals, 10 crew members gather around dancer Joshua Grant as he teeters his way into the Mother Ginger costume. Actually, it's more of a steel frame than a costume. 4 or 5 feet high, it extends 5 to 6 feet to either side of Grant's hips. The frame is covered with gaudy blue and red fabric. Picture one of Scarlett O'Hara's hoop skirts, but on steroids. One of the costume shop assistants says Grant doesn't actually put on the costume. It's assembled around him.
It's hinged from the front, mm-hmm. Enters in the back, so it'll open like this. And they'll have the entire costume. Everything's just, it's like a float, you know.
Lucky for dancer Joshua Grant, he has 2 months to figure out how to balance this 60-pound dress while he minces around on his stilts. And lucky for the PNB costume shop, it has 2 months to finish this contraption and do all the other cutting, sewing, and fitting. They're making costumes that have to withstand 40 performances this year and hopefully for many years to come. Lorraine Haskell just laughs when I ask what her deadline is.
Opening night.
And after that performance, Mother Ginger, Clara and her prince, the Nutcracker, and all the other dancers get to take their bows in the spotlight. Lorraine Haskell and her crew stay backstage. That's okay with her. She knows her team has done great work, and that's her reward. But...
Well, I think, you know, there's always those moments, especially if people applaud. That's your bow.
I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.